As a missionary who was frustrated with the many programmed and unsuccessful efforts to reach the lost of Mendoza, Argentina, American Edward Miller began to seek the Lord intensely, spending 8 hours a day in prayer and in the Word, a decision which received ridicule from fellow missionaries who felt Miller's time would be better spent in the field knocking on doors and passing out tracts. But Miller wasn't simply being stubborn. He was hungry and thirsty for something more from the Lord. 2 months passed with not one noticeable incident, and Miller again began to question his own ability to follow the lead of the Lord. Then one day, a knock came to the door of this praying missionary. A fellow missionary had brought his rebellious son over in the hopes that the son could be persuaded to turn from sin and give his heart to the Lord. Miller noticed an immediate difference in the boy's countenance upon the entrance into his home and recognized the convicting power and love of the Holy Spirit on this boy. Within a few moments' time, and to the surprise of the father, the boy was earnestly seeking the Lord and giving his heart to Christ right there in the living room. The answer to the heart cry and prayers of a desperate missionary were soon being realized within his own home as these two missionaries watched the power and love of the Holy Spirit transform the life of one young man right before their eyes. Encouraged, Miller formed a small intercessory group to seek the Lord 3 nights a week, mostly in silence. As the weeks passed, the truth concerning the selfless love of the Lord and the condition of men's souls permeated the hearts of those who were praying, and thus the spiritual air over their lives began to be altered as the cry of desperation went up to heaven. Then the break began as people began to manifest a hunger for the Lord. People who were completely lost and non-religious began to report of dreams they had that pointed them to the Lord Jesus. Salvation experiences began to take place in people's own homes. Church services grew, and new churches were begun. Reports of what the Lord was doing in the hearts of people began to fill the town, and worship services became a regular occurrence. Now thousands were being saved throughout the city of Mendoza. From the town revival sprung up a Bible college where students years later began to catch the wind of the Holy Spirit, and they too encountered the Lord. They cried out in earnest for God to save an entire country. And it was about this time an unknown evangelist by the name of Tommy Hicks received direction from the Holy Spirit to visit Argentina. Via a miraculous set of circumstances, Hicks was granted an audience with the most powerful man in Argentina, President Perón, who himself had been out of the public eye for over 2 years because of an incurable skin disease. A skin disease which was no match for the touch of the Holy Spirit and the prayer of faith. Following this encounter, Tommy Hicks was granted full press coverage and free rental of a 25,000-seat stadium. And then it happened. An explosion of God's presence descended over the people of Argentina. People ran to the altar as the truth of Jesus Christ permeated the air. Soon, services had to be moved to the 180,000-seat bullfighting stadium, which had never been filled to capacity since its construction. Services were held for weeks, each morning and evening, with 200,000 people packing out each service. Over 6 million people attended the Crusades, and over 3 million were born again. Today, revival fires are burning brightly all across Argentina as the church is proclaiming Christ as Lord. Much of it is indirectly connected to the faithfulness of one missionary who was being drawn by one truth, a truth that would not let him rest until he sought the Lord and saw the heavens break loose with the power of God. And that truth was, and still is, the Lord loves people.